G'day wherever you may be around the world, and thank you for joining us once again. It is time for the Cultured Curra Eyes on truthtou.org. That's truth number two, letter U, dot org. I'm Jono, and joining me is the Cultured Curra Eye. G'day, Dev.
G'day, Jono. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you, mate. And we're missing somebody.
I know. We're missing our honey.
Missing honey. And
You're probably missing her much
I'm missing
more
her.
Than
I'm missing her much more because she's still in Sydney. She's they're doing a Greek intensive. How about that? She's doing a Greek intensive at uni because, of course, she is studying ancient history and world religion, and she has to do the intermediate Greek. Oh my goodness, I remember it. Oh.
Are you sure, Jono? I mean, the last time I saw, she was just drinking tea. Are you sure?
She's also been visiting a few friends, and she's gone and seen a movie. She went and saw Hitchcock with Anthony Hopkins.
That got mixed reviews. What'd she think?
Well, she thought it was all right. She enjoyed it. Okay. So she said his performance was very good. But she did that. She's been doing a few things. She's been catching up, but she has been hard at work during the day doing Greek. She's going to be back here at the end of the week, and I can't wait to see her. She'll be with us next time we speak, no doubt. However, Dev, instead of honey, you've brought on a special guest. Who have we got with us?
I tell you what, this is so exciting to me. I don't know exactly how long ago, but about 8 or 9, 10 months ago, I got an email from a gentleman who wanted to know about kefir. And you know me, Jono, I just can't go too long without talking about kefir, because, I mean, I just start to get like jittery and twitchy if I go too long without singing the praises of kefir. But this gentleman contacted me, and I was absolutely floored, because this gentleman is a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what is this guy doing asking me questions? He knows everything, you know, and I'm just the cultured Karaite, no big deal. But he was interested in kefir. And Jono, today we have Dr. Mark Andrews with us.
We have Dr. Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Jono.
G'day, Dr. Mark. Great to have you on the program, my friends. You know, actually, I've been hearing so much about you for a number of months. In fact, you know, I remember when Dev, the Cultured Curra, I had said, hey, there's this guy, he's a doctor, and he's asking me about kefir, and I'm really encouraged by that, and so on and so forth. And then you became a little bit more of a familiar name as time went on. You are also, let me make the connection, you're the doctor that Nehemiah was talking about when he was talking about Nehemiah doesn't believe in coincidence, he believes in God incidence. And last time we spoke before, he and Keith went to China. He explained that leading up to him taking time off, taking his sabbatical, that he was contacted by a doctor who said, listen, come over and stay with me. Let me check you out. Let me help you out. That's you, right?
It is. And, you know, Nehemiah is the reason I first met Deb. It was a link that he put on Facebook about 10 months ago that got me checking out her Cultured Curra website and learning all about kefir.
There it is. Okay, so it all comes together. How about that? And 6 degrees of separation. Is that what that is?
Yeah, at least.
Something like that.
Dr. Mark had wonderful kefir for Nehemiah to drink during the time he was with him. And Dr. Mark's wife, Karen, is a phenomenal cook, and she's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And she just poked all this good food in Nehemiah, and he lost over 26 pounds.
He did. Woo! That's what he said. I said, you know, is it safe to do? I couldn't believe it. He lost that much weight in a quite quickly. And he did make mention of your wife, Dr. Mark. And if I remember correctly, I think he said something to the effect that she was a dietitian and an aerobics instructor. Have I got that right?
Yes, she works as a diet coach at our clinic, and she is a personal trainer. And she is also a calorie counting machine. You can name any food in the world, and she knows how many calories are in it. And that, combined with the fact that Nehemiah was just a pillar of self-control, it was an amazing combination.
Did you say that Nehemiah was a pillar of self-control?
He doesn't know him, does he, Jono? I'm
going to write that one down. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding. But here is the good news, that Nehemiah lost all this weight eating whole, wholesome food that the Creator created. And because, you know, Karen doesn't, you know, use a lot of processed stuff at all. Mm-hmm. She uses, you know, whole food. And he lost that weight eating good whole food.
Now, sorry, you said Karen. Karen is Dr. Mark's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, now listen, you remember, Deb, I think last time we spoke, I explained to you that I took one for the team and did the experiment to see what would happen if I stopped drinking kefir and started drinking another fermented drink, which I love so much, which was beer. And I tell you now, Dr. Mark, I put on, very quickly, 7 kilograms.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't take too long. I was really quite surprised. I thought, wow, lo and behold, it doesn't take too long. I tell you what, it doesn't come off that quickly. So I've stopped. I stopped a number of weeks ago. I stopped drinking beer because I thought this is a little bit scary. Actually, I had no idea it would just be so quick. And right now, I have in front of me a beautiful banana blueberry kefir smoothie, and I'm back to my my kefir smoothie routine and regime. And I've pulled the brakes on as far as weight gain is concerned. That's very evident. But I've only lost 1 kilogram, and so it's going to be it seems like taking it off takes longer than putting it on. Does that sound right, Dr. Mark?
That is always the way it is it not? It's a shame.
It's a shame, because boy, we had fun putting it on. Oh, well, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, it was, you know, a scientific experiment that we were conducting here at Truth to You, but that's the absolutely. Case. Now, it's not to say that I'm not drinking any alcohol, because, of course, some red wine from time to time, and the resveratrol, as we spoke about last time, Deb, when we spoke about the grapes, the greatness of grapes. But boy, oh boy, doesn't the beer really fast-track the weight gain? Now, kefir, the probiotic drink, the super probiotic drink. Dr. Mark, what would you like to talk to us about?
Wow, that's what a question. You know, with regard to your comments about weight loss, I have found actually that I enjoy kefir so much that I can consume way more calories in kefir smoothies than a person ought to. And one of the things I found recently that helped is I will put a little kefir in, a fair amount of water, a big handful of spinach, green spinach, and a few frozen berries, like maybe 3 frozen strawberries, and throw that in the Nutribullet, and I get a really pleasant little smoothie, but really quite low in calories.
Hang on. You said spinach, berries, kefir, and water. That's the ingredients, right?
Well, yes. The magic ingredient is lots of stevia.
Ah, and so stevia
for sweetness.
For sweetness, and we've mentioned stevia before because, of course, stevia is not acidic. It's actually an alkaline sweetener, and it's a little bit better for you in from that respect. Is that right?
It is. That's true. It is. And, you know, I had one other story I've got to tell you guys tonight. This was just amazing. I'm sitting here looking at my computer with about 12 studies on it that I have sent to my brother-in-law, who is a physician's assistant and did not believe in kefir. But I tried one little experiment on my own recently. There's a young college man that I meet with weekly, and he had severe cystic acne. So severe that his dermatologist had tried everything that he could. Nothing worked, and he was ready to put him on Accutane, which is potentially life-threatening. And before he went on the Accutane, he asked me about it. And I said, you know, I have a strange idea, and I know this isn't normal for a college male, but if you could do a little kefir facial every evening for a week, I'm just curious to see what would happen. And, you know, lo and behold, he came back 2 weeks later. He'd been using the same little glass of kefir that I gave him, and his acne was completely cleared up.
No. You said completely cleared up?
Completely cleared up.
Hang on. I've got to get this right. Because, Dev, you've mentioned this before as well. But, I mean, what space of time are we talking about, Dr. Mark?
2 weeks.
And say it again for me. It's a real tongue twister.
I said severe cystic acne.
Severe. And, I mean, we're talking...
It's just horrible. I wouldn't even describe it.
Let's not describe it, but that's, it sounds like it is. And it was completely healed. Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
I actually told him, look, take this little jar of kefir home and put some on your face every night. And when you come back next week, I'll give you the grains if it actually works, and we'll teach you how to grow it yourself. Well, something happened that he wasn't able to come back the next week, so he just kept using that same little glass, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, it fixed There's a good study I'm looking at here that talks about using it on burns and how 3-day-old kefir was more effective on burns than silver sulfidine.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so I haven't heard about that before. That's incredible. But
yeah, that's new for me too. Very cool.
That is very cool. Do you know what? Something actually occurred to me the other day. At the moment, because oh my goodness, Dev, it is a real scorcher here in Australia at the moment. We are experiencing some incredible heat waves. And of course, everyone on the radio is now talking about global warming again. Instead of using the term climate change, let's go back to global warming until winter comes. But it's incredible, and there's fires and all sorts of stuff. It's just, you know, kangaroos are hopping down the street on fire, and birds are falling out of the sky on fire. And it's just terrible. There's big cracks opening up in my lawn. Well, where there was once lawn, there's big cracks opening up in the ground. It's so dry. We need some rain. However, I'm just getting around in a pair of, now we call them thongs, right? Now when I say that, you guys think I'm getting around in a G-string, right? Is that what happens?
I hope you're talking about shoes.
We try not to think about it.
Okay, so I think over in the States it's called flip-flops, right?
Yes, flip-flops.
Okay, so we call them thongs, but I'm going to use I'm going to use flip flops because the majority of listeners are from the States, and now as a result, I've noticed, you know, my heels are getting dry and my heels are getting cracked, and they're really getting kind of gruesome, and they really gross out my kids, and I wonder, I think I'm going to do another experiment, Deb and Dr. Mark. I'm going to do an experiment. I have absolutely no idea what this will do. But I'm wondering if I should soak my feet in kefir. What do you reckon, Dr. Mark?
I think it'd be a wonderful experiment. I'm looking forward to hearing how it turns out.
I think I might do that, you know, because at the moment, the kefir grains, because it's so warm here at the moment, that Dev, they're out of control. We have got so much kefir. Do you know what? We had an oversupply of kefir the other day, just building up in the fridge. I thought, what am I going to do with all of this? And what I ended up doing was putting it all together in my watering can, topping the rest up with water, so it was probably about 1/3 kefir in a 10-liter watering can. Took it out to the garden and watered it into the garden. There's another experiment. Again, I have no idea if you know what that's going to do, but I tell you what, it's the garden's doing really, really well. I don't know if I can put that down to the nutrients in the kefir, but surely it's got to help. So that's what I did with the excess.
And I bet you're making kefir every 8 hours. It's
out of control. And while Hani's not here, we've got Bridget, my daughter. She's on top of it. She's doing it and then putting it in the fridge. But I am. I'm gonna let everyone know. I'm gonna try it on my feet. I will let you know next time we speak. Dr. Mark, acne. My goodness, what we're talking about. I just want to return to that because pretty much every single teenager has to deal with acne. And I remember it. It was embarrassing. I had it really badly, and I didn't know what the cure was. I didn't know what I was going to. I tried all these terrible, harsh chemical things to get on top of the situation. Are we dealing with an imbalance? Is it a pH imbalance? Is it a fungal imbalance? Is it a bacterial imbalance on the skin? What is it?
You know, I think the answer to that is different depending on the type of acne you have. There are some stages of acne in which it's just a plugged gland, other stages where you actually get a super infection on top of that. I think the kefir can be helpful in both because the nature of kefir is that it will tend to help your skin to peel a little bit, and that tends to be conducive to clearing up even mild acne. But by the time you've got the super infection with other bacteria, then the kefir can be very helpful in making sure that you've got a good colony of bacteria that are growing on your face. Uh-huh. And so, for example, with the young man I mentioned, he ended up going away for a week, being away from home, and he didn't take his kefir with him. During that week, his old bacteria came back and reinfected his face, and he developed a few lesions. And then when he restarted on the kefir, it went away again. So, you know, he was probably still colonized with some of the old bad bacteria. I think the longer he uses the kefir, the less and less colonized he'll be. But it's going to be the same whether you're taking it internally or using it externally. There are always going to be other less helpful bacteria that are going to be trying to to overgrow, and the kefir is going to continually need to be reconsumed or reapplied in order to probably keep that as good a balance as you could hope for.
Have you, just curiously, have you prescribed kefir to any other patients that you've had? I mean, is this something, is this part of your regular prescription nowadays?
Yes, you know, actually the first day I talked to Deb, she told me that it would just be the high point of her life if a doctor ever prescribed kefir. So I set out to make sure I did that. And
yes!
I have actually try to make her as happy as possible. I actually have a template on my computer at work, and every patient I see who might benefit from it or I think might be interested, I print out the paper that tells them Deb's website and the website of her sisters where they can order kefir, as well as instructions on what to do with it and YouTube videos where they can watch how to make it. And we have had incredible success. You know, it is amazing when you see something very natural that Yehovah gave us that works so much better oftentimes than the best medicine that people can afford. A few weeks ago, I was riding with one of the cops in town, and he was lamenting that he had been so sick recently. He's had many years of bad colitis, and it's not a good thing when you're a policeman and riding around all day in a car. And I had suggested to him that we might use kefir, and he came over to my house that night as he was getting off duty, and we gave him some grains, and he started using it, and his symptoms were cleared up in a week. And he couldn't believe it could be true.
Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
Incredible. So, yeah. Well, just remind me, because I don't know, and colitis, just bring me up to speed.
Let's just say he was uncomfortably visiting the bathroom about 7 times each shift.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. And you're telling me that he doesn't have that anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he didn't after that week. And so being a man and a little stubborn, he thought, well, surely it cannot be the kefir. And, you know, it was a hassle to remember to mix it every evening. And so he stopped it. And sure enough, a week later, all of his symptoms were back. And he called me and said, did I kill it? I left it on the counter for a week. What do I do?
How do I bring it back to life?
I need this stuff.
My goodness. So now without going into too much detail, what causes colitis? Is it an unhealthy gut flora? Is that what it is?
A lot of times it is. I find it's very responsive to kefir. I have seen some good studies that talk about, kefir's effect on Helicobacter pylori and other infections of the intestinal tract. But there are also other good reasons for colitis. In a lot of my patients, when we get them off wheat, we find out that years of colitis and inflammatory diseases were associated with that as well. But the probiotic balance plays a huge role for a lot of folks.
Now, you mentioned wheat, Dr. Mark. That's something else that we have spoken about here on Truth to You with Dev. Too much wheat is certainly not a good thing.
You know, it's no. And I'm sitting here. I don't know if anybody else out there is sitting there. I am right now with my jaw just on the floor. Are you hearing a medical doctor say that wheat in a lot of cases is not good for you, you know, depending on the person, and that the kefir is helping so many people in a lot of cases and they're not having to take other things? The kefir is actually working as well or better.
Mm.
Are you out? I mean, I'm just floored. I'm so happy. Woo! I can't over this. You know, it's one thing for me to get on True to You or on the website and say, people, please listen to me. But folks, there's a doctor that's telling you this is really works. Woo!
He's got the credentials, right? You conduct the experiments in the kitchen. You're the you're not exactly the armchair expert, but you do it. You do the experiments in the kitchen. You take them yourself, you see the benefits, you tell us about it, and we've done so many of those here as well, and we can testify to what you are saying. But it's so great, it's wonderful to have you, Dr. Mark, on the program, letting us know some of the uses of kefir with your patients and the positive outcomes that you have. Can I ask you, while we're talking about that, Dr. Mark, whereabouts are you in the great, vast country of the U.S.?
Roswell, New Mexico.
Roswell, New Mexico. Roswell, New Mexico. How can are we allowed to give your details out on the program? Can we do that? Can people contact you and make appointments? Can we plug your practice?
I suppose we sure could. I would probably be happy to hear from folks. That's
okay.
My practice has been closed to new patients for 2 years, but we will make an exception for Jono's listeners.
Hey, whoa! How about that?
Oh, all right.
Okay, well, listeners, now don't. You've been closed to new patients for 2 years, so you're that flat out.
Yes, we have a definite shortage of doctors here in town.
Wow, good heavens! So, what is the best way for people to contact you, Dr. Mark?
The clinic number is 575-623-3311.
There it is. There it is, dear listeners. I will put that on on this post as well. You can contact Dr. Mark. Obviously, he's exceptionally busy. But the practice is in Roswell, New Mexico. Okay.
You know, I got to say something, you know, because this is something that I appreciate a lot about Dr. Mark, is that he tried this on himself first. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked to me. We talked for a long time. As a matter of fact, we talk often throughout all of these months. We talk often. We've become friends, and I appreciate his friendship just as a friend, a brother in Jehovah. But he tried, you know, he got the kefir grains from me. He made his kefir, and he tried this on himself first, which, you know, I find that very admirable, you know, that he did that. He had already, you know, known in his life about changing his diet. He did all those things because he has some food allergies. And so, I just admire that so much that he said, I'm gonna try this, and if I think it's, you know, viable, you know, then I'm gonna, you know, see if I can't help some others. And that's exactly what he's done.
Mm. Indeed. And of course, just to mention to the listeners again, you'll see the last, in fact, it was the Christmas special. It was the Truth to You Christmas special, Dev, that we did with,
almost made me choke.
with Keith Johnson and Nehemiah Gordon. No, only because we released that one. We recorded it, we released it on the 25th of December. That's about as Christmassy as we got. But it is the, post with, Superman and Santa Claus in the Fortress of Solitude. That picture there, where Nehemiah does endorse Dr. Mark and talks about the wonderful things that he did for him, that Dr. Mark did for Nehemiah, and by which he lost so much weight. Dr. Mark, can I ask you another question? I don't know if you've had any other patients by which you have recommended and treated with kefir, but just in conditions and diseases and so on, so sicknesses that are common where you're from, what else would you jump at the opportunity to prescribe kefir?
You know, a great question. The first thing I have noticed is that in probably over 90% of our patients with what we call GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, basically acid reflux, people who are taking protonics and those sorts of things, over 90% of them have stopped their meds completely. The rest have usually just been able to cut back the dose significantly, which is fantastic because those medicines interfere with your absorption of vitamins and minerals and are not good for long-term use. That's a real common problem that we see in folks. Number two, I'm looking at a study here that talks about kefir's ability to enhance glucose uptake into insulin-responsive muscle cells. And I've had a few of our diabetics who get on it who say that they are more sensitive to insulin and their insulin needs have gone down, which is fantastic. And then lastly, what I tell folks are that there are some good studies to suggest that there are some good anti-cancer activities from kefir. And so I don't care if you don't have a GI issue or some other reason that you think you need to take it, you probably ought to take it because God designed you to have this proper probiotic balance in our system. In our infinite wisdom, we've decided to make sure that all of our foods are fairly sterile. And if you'll just take this for the next 30 years, you know, you might get to heaven one day and realize that you didn't get cancer as early as you might have.
Well, there's a point. So take it now as a preventative. If you don't have it, take it now as a preventative. What's the harm?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Wow.
And And then let's face it, the other thing I have to tell people is that, you know, we have about 1 trillion human cells on average in each of our bodies. And we have 10 trillion bacterial cells. So
Wait. Say that again.
We have 1 trillion human cells and 10 trillion bacterial cells in us.
Wow.
You are 10 to 1 bacteria.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That
blows my mind.
Absolutely.
Are you saying, no, wait a minute.
No,
Dr. Mark just told me that I'm 1% human. Yeah. No, 10% human. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're 10% human. You're right. And 10 times as many bacterial cells, if you're looking at the DNA sequences, is actually 100 to 1 in terms of length, bacterial to human. And so I think it's vitally important that if you're going to have 10 times as many bacterial cells as human, you ought to at least choose the right bacterial cells.
Oh my goodness. Out of everything that you've told me, that is really just blowing my mind. And I just have to repeat it to make sure I understand you. What you're saying is, I'm just messing with my head, is that the bacteria cells in our body outnumber our human cells 10 to 1. Is that right?
Correct.
And therefore, we're 10% human cells and made up of the other 90% is made up of bacteria. And what you're saying is that consuming the right healthy bacteria, with that in mind, has got to be a beneficial thing. I mean, that's a no-brainer when you think about it like that. And that kefir, being the super probiotic that it is the best way and the fastest way to do that. Have I got that right?
That is what I believe. Yes, you got it.
I'm freaking out, Dev. I'm almost, it's not that I don't believe you, Dr. Mark, but I'm going to have to look that up because that just really blows my mind. Dev, were you aware of that?
I was. Can we get just maybe a little tiny bit more technical? Because Dr.
Is it possible?
Mark is, yeah. Because Dr. Mark is really up on all this stuff. He's one of these amazing men that really gets into the latest research on things. And this is going to be old news to him, but something that since he's on the show, I would love, his input on it. Is that recently, I won't say in the last week, but I mean very, recently, months, they scientists now know, and there's this particular scientist at Princeton University named Bonnie Bassler. I know that everybody's probably familiar with these wonderful TED videos, that they're only about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes long. Bonnie Bassler has a couple of them out that are just amazing. She's a molecular biologist. And what she has discovered, and what I know that Dr. Mark understands this, is that the gut, and when I say gut, I'm talking about the entire, from the top of your stomach to the end of your intestines, which is about the size, if you laid it out, is about the size of a regular size tennis court. That gut area.
Hang on,
area,
what?
Yeah.
Say that again?
That from the top of your stomach until the end of your intestines, if you laid that area out, would be about the area size-wise of a regular size tennis court.
Oh man, you're freaking me out. Okay, keep going.
And they call our gut the second brain. And the reason they do is one of the biggest discoveries that Bonnie Bassler has made is that she has made the discovery of these bacteria that actually communicate. They not only communicate with each other, they communicate with our brain. And so it has caused, the gut to become known as the second brain. Let me just read a little blurb here. In 2002, bearing her microscope on a microbe that lives in the gut of fish, Bonnie Bassler isolated an elusive molecule called A1-2 and uncovered the mechanism behind mysterious behavior called quorum sensing or bacterial communication. I like bacterial communication, but they choose to call it quorum sensing. Mm-hmm. She showed that bacterial chatter is hardly exceptional or anomalous behavior as was once thought. And in fact, most bacteria do it. and most do it all the time. She calls the signaling molecules bacterial Esperanto. And for those who may not know what Esperanto is, and I had to look it up myself, it's a constructed international auxiliary language that some man did.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So she calls this bacterial Esperanto. The discovery shows how cell populations use chemical powwows to stage attacks, evade immune systems, and forge slimy defenses called biofilms. For that, she's won a MacArthur Genius Grant and is giving new hope to frustrated pharmacos seeking new weapons against drug-resistant superbugs. And what she has proven is that things like kefir get into your gut, and they actually communicate with each other to do the job that needs to be done in the gut.
Oh, my word. Now I want your opinion on that, Dr. Mark, in just a minute. But before we continue, that brings something to mind, and I don't have the verses off the top of my head, but I would encourage the listeners to get on a search engine and have a look. I know that in the Tanakh, Dev, on numerous occasions, if I remember correctly, most English translations will translate a particular Hebrew word as heart. I think that David uses it in the Psalms, if I remember correctly, and he knows things about Yehovah in his heart. But in actual fact, many of these particular translations, if you were to translate it literally, it is guts. That he knows in his gut, and that and it's a very, very interesting thing. Perhaps we should have left it as such, Dev. Maybe that's exactly what he means.
Yeah, it could be, because I'm telling you that they're definitely finding out that the gut that they call the second brain can definitely communicate with the brain and accept signals from the brain. There is a definite communication going on there, and they know it now. They've discovered it. They know it. And so you want all those good bacterias and good yeast in your gut communicating, you know, for you, helping you, your immune system, you know, attacking invaders. That's what you want.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Mark.
Amen. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we have an incredible creator. I find that the further that you, the deeper we get into understanding exactly how systems work, the more it's obvious that there was intelligent design.
Oh, amen. Indeed. Indeed. Incredibly amen. Intelligent design. I mean, you both have blown my mind. I mean, my goodness, I had no idea that I had so many bacterial cells in my body. And to combine that with what you've just said, Dev, how important it is to have healthy bacteria in our body communicating with our human cells in a positive way, that's going to cause me to dwell on these things for hours on end. It's just tripping me out as I think about it now. Oh my goodness.
I do recommend everybody watch the Bonnie Bassler TED video. She, believe it or not, you know, she brings this down. If I can understand it, with her, you know, talking and explaining it, anybody can. She dumbs it down real easily, and it's absolutely amazing.
If you want to send it to me, I'll put that link on Truth to You. Dr. Okay. Mark.
I would second her recommendation. I have seen that video myself, and when I got done, I thought to myself, I can't believe you watched a video that long about that topic, and it was just incredibly engaging.
Indeed. Truly. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so there's some homework for the listeners. Man. Is there anything else that we want to add to that? Because my brain's full. Is there anything else that, Dr. Mark, was there anything else that you wanted to add in regards to the miracle that is kefir?
You know, not for today's show. We have others. But let's talk about the miracle that is Deb, because I just think it's incredibly heartwarming to realize that this lady in Texas, who I called up one day, who mailed kefir to me and got it there in 2 days, and I was checking my little mailbox hour by hour, because when it arrived, it was 105 degrees in Roswell.
Oh, wow.
And I actually went out with my laser thermometer and measured inside my black mailbox, because it sat out there for a little bit. It was 126 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And I remember telling her, I can't believe I'm praying for a colony of bacteria, but you know,
isn't that great?
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yah cares about all things big and small, but here we are almost a year later, and she has touched so many lives, and it's that way for all of us. I think we are honored to have a God who weaves such an incredible tapestry
Amen.
Out of our lives.
Amen. I totally agree with that, and I thank you, Dr. Mark, for mentioning that, because it's so true. And I want to say to the listeners, dear listeners, I know that there are so many of you that have benefited from the information and from the experiments that Deb has done, health-wise, and also the connections that she's made in the Tanakh and brought those out for us. She also has on her website, she has recipes, she has methods, and the experiments that she does. So many things are there, and the website is culturedkaraite.blogspot.com, culturedkaraite.blogspot.com. And let me just encourage the listeners. Dev, there is a donation button there. Am I right?
Well, there is, because of you.
There is a donation button there, dear listeners. And may I encourage you?
Because
you are such a blessing, and you have benefited so many of the listeners. And so I just want to encourage the listeners that if she has been a blessing to you, like she has been to Dr. Mark and to us, and to so many others, please be encouraged to contribute back to her by clicking on the donate button and making a contribution to her ministry, the Cultured Karaite. Greatly appreciate that in advance. And the other thing is, of course, the group, the Cultured Karaite group. I just want to mention one more time, because I think last time I looked, you had hundreds of members there, Dev.
I tell you what, and we're having fun. People are in the group. It's a lot better than a page in Facebook, because people can actually post their own pictures. As a matter of fact, a mutual friend of ours posted some pictures of some things he's growing there in Australia, in Darwin. James and Kate, and that's really exciting that people can post pictures of their ferments and the things that they're growing, and we all encourage each other. We swap recipes, we ask questions. We're having a really good time on the Facebook group.
Excellent. So that's the Facebook group. You can find it, Cultured Karaites group on Facebook. And before we go, Deb, I just remembered you wanted to say good day to everybody in Brisbane.
I tell you what, I Jono, I'm embarrassed, because I'm really not good at doing these shout outs, and I need to be better, because I've made so many friends. Like, I've made friends with Dr. Mark and made good close friendships. I mean, that means everything to me. I actually get more from the listeners than I give, because everybody is become, friends and everything. It's just great. So I do want to do a shout out to Aaron in Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
I said her in Brisbane.
You're right.
And Judy in Florida, and of course my sweet sisters in Texas, and Rosemary and Lewis in Oklahoma.
There you go. Good night,
woo!
You guys.
Shout
out to you guys while we're doing it. Shout out to everybody in Roswell, New Mexico. Thank you so much,
That's
Dr. Mark.
Right.
For coming on the program. We hope to speak to you again, my friend. You're most engaging, and you've blown my mind. I'm sure the listeners feel the same way. And of course, Deb, Cultured Karaite, thank you again for coming back on. I can't wait till the next time that we all speak, because Hani will be here as well.
Yay.
She will return. I can't wait till she gets home. That'll be good. So until next time, dear listeners, be blessed and be set apart by the truth of our Father's word. Shalom.